buddy was craning their necks to see what Jack LaLanne was going to be eating for lunch. And he didn't eat any bad stuff at all,
yeah,
nor drink any bad stuff. So I don't know. Well, hey, we're going to have an open mic program today. Not something we do real often, but it's an opportunity for the program to be caller driven. So if you want to... If you wanted a chance to call in and rake us over the coals or give us some suggestions or just sort of have fun, I'm going to start out the program with Kay's current commentary, which is a really good public service type commentary. But before we do any of that, we should really open the program, officially, right?
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Well, I don't know what this has to do with anything, but I just had the most delicious breakfast. How often can you eat something that is very, very good for you and tastes delicious? I mean, that doesn't happen very often, I don't think. So I had breakfast today, so I would do a better job on the radio. Let's hope it works, okay? Stay with us for the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay. Yeah, so there's no promo today, ladies and gentlemen, so we're just going to let the promo music play, okay, so you can enjoy that without any talking, which I've already started. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we call the special fanfare music. That means we're going to do something special. It's not that special, you know, because we don't have any particular subject. But I do want to relate something that happened this week that I'm fascinated by, and I want to put it out there to the audience and get the audience take on this particular thing. Yeah, there's our other thing, the crossfire. But you know what? Here, let's go right to Kay's latest.
Whirling is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Here's some good advice to protect yourself against identity theft. Have a piece of paper and a pencil ready for some important telephone numbers. Identity theft is the fastest growing crime today. No one is safe. Within minutes, an identity thief can wipe out your entire bank account, open up credit cards in your name, and ruin your credit so completely that you wouldn't even be able to open an account at the neighborhood drugstore. Listen to the advice here from a corporate attorney who sent the following out to the employees in his company. Next time you order checks, have only your initials, not your first name, your initial and your last name on your check. If someone takes your checkbook, they won't know if you sign your checks with just your initials or your first name, but the bank will know how you sign your checks. And when you're writing checks to pay on your credit card accounts, do not put the complete account number on the memo line. Instead, just put the last four numbers. The credit card company knows the rest of the numbers. Put your work phone on your checks instead of your home phone. If you have a P.O. box, then use that instead. Never have your Social Security printed on your checks. You can add it if it's necessary. Place the contents of your wallet on a photocopy machine. Do both sides of each license, credit card, etc. You will know what you had in your wallet and all the account numbers and phone numbers to call and cancel. Keep the photocopy in a safe place. We've been told we should cancel our credit cards immediately, but the key is having the toll-free numbers and your card numbers handy so you know whom to call. Keep those where you can find them easily. But here is perhaps the most important. Call the three National Credit Card Reporting Organizations immediately. Equifax 1-800-525-6285. Experian 1-888-397-3742. TransUnion 1-800-680-7289. Social Security Administration Fraud Line 1-800-269-0271. Pass this information along. It really could help someone you care about or yourself. We pass along jokes on the Internet. We pass along just about everything. And so now I would like to conclude by passing on a little joke.
Oh, good.
A husband and a wife are waiting at the bus stop with their 9 children. A blind man joins them after a few minutes. When the bus arrives, they find it overloaded, and only the wife and the 9 children are able to fit onto the bus. So the husband and the blind man decide to walk. After a while, the husband gets irritated by the ticking of the blind man's stick as he taps it on the sidewalk, and he says to him, "Why don't you put a piece of rubber on the end of your stick? That ticking sound is driving me crazy." The blind man replies, "If you would have put a rubber on the end of your stick, we'd be riding the bus. So shut the hell up." KSCO and KOMY. This is Kay's World.
Now, doesn't Kay have a wonderful sense of humor? Oh, here we are.
This is your favorite radio station, KSCO, Santa Cruz, California. 1080 on your dial.
That's right, where it is, okay.
KSCO.
Yes.
1080 on your dial.
Good.
KSCO. It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
Okay, yeah, I'm so delighted to be able to control all these old jingles here, remotely.
Stop playing.
I know. It's just sort of fun. I mean, you know, those jingles date back to the 40s and 50s, you know. You have the treasure trove of jingles. So did you enjoy that joke, Michael?
That was pretty darn funny.
It's hilarious. And now would anybody have been offended by that joke, do you think?
Well, if they are, I say call in and tell us.
Okay. I want to spend a few minutes talking about people being offended at things, okay? Now, I am the first to admit that I have a rather bizarre sense of humor. I inherited it from my, from my mother and father, I guess. They don't have bizarre senses of humor, but, you know, they're great senses of humor, okay? Mine sort of borders on bizarre, for sure. So I have to say, what happened this week is something that I think I want to relate to the audience here. And that is, for those of you who have visited the website, KSCO.com, what happened is about 3 months ago, I decided to put up a button for people to click and hear Kay's most recent commentary, because we get an awful lot of requests for people who want to listen to the commentaries on demand, and, you know, they might not be listening when it happens to be played, or it might have expired already, or whatever. So, great, let's use technology to do that. And, so many of us at KSCO, or certain, no, I don't mind personally, I haven't even asked you yet, but some of us at KSCO do not want our pictures on the on the World Wide Web. I don't know why. Security, or maybe that's why people are in radio, because they have good faces for radio and are ashamed to be seen publicly. I don't know what the reason is that some people choose or elect not to have their photographs on the web. But in any case, we did not put the photograph of Kay on the website, and instead I decided I'd have a little fun and do something that I've always wanted to do just for the heck of it, just for kicks, and put a picture of someone else up there. So I thought it would be funny to put a picture of a black lady up there where it would have Kay's, where, you know, there would be a caption said, here, click here to hear Kay's latest commentary. So that's what I did. And I just did a Google search and found a black lady's picture and put it up on the web. And it turned out to be the more recent picture of Aunt Jemima. I didn't realize that at the time, but I did afterwards. And I just thought I would wait and see what happened and just see how people reacted. And it was up for, I don't know, probably this was like 3 months ago that I did that.
Where exactly is this photo on?
Well, it's not. It's not on the web anymore. Let me finish the story here, because what happened, it was there for a good 3 months. It was there until the day before yesterday. And I just sort of wanted to see how people would react. And I don't know, maybe half a dozen times in the 2 or 3 month period, people who know that that's not Kay would call and ask me, hey, what's going on here? What do you have a picture of Aunt Jemima on where your mother's supposed to be? And I said, look, I have a really bizarre sense of humor, and I'm just having fun to see what the human reaction will be. Oh, okay. And some people thought it was hilarious, and other people thought it was bizarre, and it's Michael MZ with his weird sense of humor. Okay. But on Thursday of this week, I received a telephone call from someone who was pretty upset and you know, downright offended, and the person demanded to know what the purpose of that picture was. And I said, I made the same explanation. I said, it's just something that we didn't want to have the website you know what, I said the same thing. So he said, well, that's very, very offensive to me, and I happen to know that the person was black. And so because that person was black and because it meant so much to him, I said, look, I'm sorry. I certainly didn't mean any harm. I didn't mean to offend anybody by this. Give me 1 minute and it will be taken down. And so that's what I did. And it sort of disarmed him, and he wasn't mad. I guess he accepted my explanation that there was no harm meant, and that it was just sort of a fun thing. But he made it very clear that he was not amused and was in fact quite offended. So that's why I pulled it off. And afterwards I'm thinking, wow, it certainly doesn't have to be up there, and it is a little bizarre, but why do people, are you offended by that? Would you be offended by that?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't see the offense, honestly.
Okay. You might not think it's very funny, like I thought it was hilarious to do that. I've always wanted to put pictures of KSCO, of supposed KSCO personalities that are not real, you know, just to have fun on the internet. I meant to do that 10 years ago when we had one of the first, or 12 years ago when we had one of the first radio station internet sites in the world, actually. I think we were probably within the top 10 of the original radio stations that did an internet site. We haven't maintained it very well throughout the years, but we were one of the original ones because we did this radio program back in 1994 called RadioNet, talk radio all about the internet, which we figured was going to be very, very big in the future. And so anyhow, that was a fun program. So I'd like to put that out. A lot of the people in the audience probably know about that already, but for those of you who are just learning about that, do you think that's offensive, and do you think I should have done that? I mean, I wanted to be a nice person and not offend anybody if it's that important to somebody, but gosh, why can't we just sort of chill out and see the humor in things? Which also brings to mind, you know, ethnic humor. Now, several years ago, some of the more fun programs that we did on this station were done by Saturday specials, Saturday joke specials. I think we did four of them with two of the greatest sense of humor people, you know, on earth. Neither of them are living. My father, Bernard Zwirling, and my good friend John Muth, who used to do the Noon Balloon here on KSCO, and just a really nice man who could carry on an intelligent conversation on any subject, very well read, great voice. And together we would just cut them up. You know, I was sort of the straight man who would invite the jokes, and everybody would get into it. And those of you, I'm sure, who used to listen to that program will agree that they were some great programs. But a lot of them were a little off color. In fact, some of them, you know, really had some some humor that would offend some people. So what we would do is we would get on the radio for a week or so before and do a promo saying, look, if racial, ethnic, or poor taste, or sexual innuendo humor offends you, do not tune in to the next KSCO Saturday special. We would warn people, and then we would do the program, and everybody would have a good time, and so forth. So, I'm just fascinated by this subject, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's not the most important thing in the world, but I'm interested in what people have to say about this, putting a different image on the radio. And is it offensive, or should I have said, hey, you know, chill out and just, you know, have a little sense of humor to this important community activist who was offended? 479-1080 or 477-1340, the phone numbers for you to call and check into this edition of the KSCO Saturday Special. Certainly don't need to limit our discussion to that. there are a lot of things going on in the world and locally that we can talk about, and would welcome your participation. So give us a call. You can drive the program today. Again, 479-1080 or 477-1340. You can fax us at 475-2967 or email me, mz@ksco.com. I've got the computer on, and anything you email me now, I will. I should be able to check in real time when we are on the air. So let's go to the phones now. Our first caller is a very special friend of the radio stations, none other than our good buddy Mr. Logic himself. So let's bring Mr. Logic on. Hey, ML, are you there?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, I can barely hear you. So maybe Michael can crank up the volume or something there, but. I know I'm not supposed to call you our resident superior intellect, because that rubs you the wrong way, but you really are. I mean, this is I say this with the utmost in admiration, and I'm very curious about what your impression of what I spoke about is.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. In fact, if you go on the internet, a lot of times you'll go into a community forum or a message center or a bulletin board, and the members of the forum will generally post an avatar, you know, a picture, either a picture of themselves or a picture of a cartoon character or something, which isn't necessarily their own picture.
Right.
And it seems that's getting kind of commonplace, and so that you'd be doing it on your website wouldn't be all that drastically different.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about the humor end of it. I mean, why would it? I want to know if there's anybody else out there that would be similarly offended, because so far I haven't talked to anybody who's offended by that. I was actually worried that my mother might be offended herself, and this was up for like 2.5 months, almost 3 months before she saw it, and I said, "Does that bother you?" And she said, "Well, it's not honest because I don't look like that." So,
well, I mean, an avatar doesn't generally look like the person.
What's an avatar?
Well, yeah, it's have you ever gone into a community forum on the internet where you everybody posts messages and questions and commentaries and
sure.
Whatever they want? And usually when you put the post, you post your message, you usually have like a picture that goes with your post, and you can either, you know, choose to not have a picture, or you can choose from a menu of pictures that they have predefined, and they may be pictures of, Spock from Star Trek, or it might be a picture of a cartoon character or some Japanese anime character, who knows. And, the kids in particular will pick one, and that'll be their avatar for that forum. You also
but the word avatar means something?
Well, it's used mostly...
That's the first time I've heard that word.
It's used in computer games a lot. If you're doing a network game on the internet, you have a character who's usually an extension of your own personality, and that becomes your avatar in the game. So you interact with other players, and you see their avatar, or they see your avatar, and
almost like an alter ego.
Yeah, kind of like an alter ego. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, they're called role-playing games.
Oh. Okay.
RPGs, like Final Fantasies or...
Well, golly, yeah, it sounds like you know about that, Michael. What about...
I love RPGs.
Well, have you met Mr. Logic?
No, I don't think so.
Permit me to introduce Michael Williams, pilot in command extraordinaire who runs the KSCO Saturday special, to the honorable Mr. Logic.
Hey, Michael.
Hey there.
And I'll just tell you the story real briefly about the history of Mr. Logic. Good friend of mine since 1980, 81, Bob, I guess, right?
Oh, somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, when I was the president of the Santa Cruz County Apple Users Group, which is the Apple II computer, that Mr. Logic, whose real name is Bob Bishop, is a luminary of early day Apple computing. In fact, he was hired by Steve Wozniak himself to, you know, just sort of create things and make the computer do things that even the inventor of the computer himself, Wozniak himself, never dreamed that that his own invention was capable of doing. And Bob, who I guess was with Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena at the time in the 1970s, I think it was 77 when the Apple came out.
Yeah.
Sort of took it upon yourself to create some interesting little software things, and there wasn't even such a thing as a floppy disk back then, at least for the microcomputers, and you created these software programs that made the computer talk in a semi, you know, human sounding voice, and you sent it up to the Apple people on a cassette, because they didn't even have floppy disks, as I said. And one thing led to another, and that just sort of changed your life and brought you into the microcomputer industry for about 2 or 3 years, and then you were fired.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, you take advantage of whatever you can, and somebody's no longer useful, you treat them as expendable.
Well, what happened is that shortly after that, you had already made quite a name for yourself among Apple Circle people. And you attended the Apple User Group meeting one day, and we used to ask people to get up and introduce themselves, and you said, "You're Bob Bishop," and I said, we all our heads turned, and we said, "The Bob Bishop?" And you said, I guess so, because you had created all these things that made the Apple computer do really, you know, neat stuff that no one ever dreamed it could do. Anyhow, long story short, about 10 years later, when I bought the radio station, and I were having lunch one day, and I said, now is the opportunity for you to have your own computer club that you always wished our old computer club from the early days could be, where people use computers to have fun and solve problems and games and puzzles and brain teasers and so forth. And that's where the Thinking Machine came up. That was the idea of the Thinking Machine, and I gave you the name Mr. Logic, which is a very, very appropriate name, in my opinion, because your brain works like a computer. It's unemotional. It's if this, then that, and so forth.
Well, not always.
Well, maybe not so much later. But anyhow, there are people, I'm sure, listening who remember the Thinking Machine, and hopefully we can get you to come back and do the Thinking Machine again one of these days from the remote location. That'd be great. So anyhow, and also one of the things that happened to you, you told some Pollock jokes once on the Thinking Machine, and you got yourself in a lot of hot water because a lot of people were offended, or some people were offended.
I don't know if it was on the Thinking Machine or if it was on some other show, but I remember, I'm trying to remember, it's been a while since I've done it. Oh, I think it was probably in conjunction with Daylight Savings Time. How many Pollocks does it take to... I forget how it went, but it was something.
I mean, you know, we're not getting many phone calls, and so maybe some people are offended. Maybe people are offended that we're even making this a subject. Is that possible?
I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I figured we'd hear from Dave Allen or Bob Listener or Richard from Watsonville.
Richard did call.
Oh, he did?
But he wanted me to ask you what you had for breakfast, and then he hung up.
Oh, Okay, yeah. Here's what I had for breakfast, okay? I had a American Longevity Nature's Way chocolate shake with two raw eggs. Now, it sounds awful, but I threw it into my blender on steroids, which is a Vitamix. Vitamix blenders are the greatest things in the world. They're pretty expensive. They're, you know, they're like $400 to buy new. You could probably get a used one on eBay for a lot less. But it is so good. It just pulverizes. It does anything. It'll make ice cream. It's like it runs at 10 times the RPM that a standard blender does. So what I do is I take two scoops of chocolate or vanilla whey powder. I throw in a couple of raw eggs. I throw in some crushed ice. I throw in a little water. In this case, I threw in a banana, and I threw in a teaspoon or two of coffee crystals. You know, probably Folgers coffee crystals. And I turned on I flicked the switch, and it just pulverized it all. And then I poured it in. I poured it into a cup, and it was just heavenly. It was absolutely heavenly. And I'm going to embark upon a program here. Using that as a meal replacement. So if you do two of those meals a day of that kind, it tastes so good and it's so satisfying. It is so full of protein and not full of anything that's bad for you. All the stuff is good for you, the nutrients, the protein, and it makes it so you're not hungry for other stuff. Although I will tell you that I did eat something else, and I will tell you what that something else was at the top of next hour. That's what we call a tease in the radio business so people won't tune out. Don't you think? Anyhow. So I believe that we have the band Preacher on the phone line. Who said that you're banned, Preacher? Hello?
Got to hit the error button.
I did.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Hit it again.
Oh, okay. I'll hit it again. Okay. Is this Preacher?
This is the one.
Oh.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. How come it says banned with a question mark on the computer?
That'd be a good question, maybe that I'd call back later. But the nice thing about it is that your mother is the grandest thing about your station.
I know. I think we should create a whole new format in talk radio called K's Commentaries, 24 hours a day. And there's enough of them now that we can probably do that. You know,
well,
what's
best of Madame Zwirling on a CD, for God's sake?
On a CD?
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Cool, and I understand that one of
without
our
the last comment.
Yes,
without the last comment you made, without this last editorial.
Oh, really? Oh,
well, the bottom line is, Mike.
Yeah.
If you have to ask if it's okay, you know that it isn't okay.
You're talking about I asked if people were offended by the joke.
Yeah. Well, my response to Madam Zwirling's joke was about the same as Barbara Bush's commenting about her husband milking a stallion horse.
Now wait a minute. Okay, Preacher.
Yeah,
maybe you're someone different than I think you are, but I've always thought that you had a finely honed and tuned sense of humor.
I have a wonderful sense of humor.
And are you one of the people who it sounds like you are one of the people who were not amused by Laura Bush's performance the other night.
That's correct.
How can that be? Well, just explain it to me. I really want to understand how you can think that that's not funny.
Okay, I come from the Stone Age when our people who ran this government were examples of class.
Okay.
In other words, we generally like to have a class act running our country.
And forgive me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to ask you this or I'll forget. Do you believe that a person cannot be classy and exhibit any kind of humor? That immediately indicates that the person is not classy?
No, Abraham Lincoln exhibited quite a lot of humor,
okay.
And he always did it with class.
Uh-huh.
He never, ever said anything that would offend anybody but the people who are trying to take him out.
Right.
Okay, he didn't say anything salacious. He didn't make reference to sex at all.
Uh-huh.
Remember back, you're not that young. You can remember when nobody talked about the use of a condom publicly. As a matter
right.
of fact, Nobody would buy one and want to be seen.
You're absolutely right. People used to be embarrassed. Well, particularly younger people, you know, but probably everybody, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I hesitate to reveal that I'm that, how can I put it, removed. But I remember when heroes represented our country.
Yeah.
Okay, and personally, I see Mrs. Bush as the type of hero, okay, for dignity and self-respect and...
Yeah, so do I. And the fact that she made some comments that made a lot of us think that, hey, not only is she classy, but she's a real person, too, who's got a good sense of humor.
Well, I'm adjusting to that, but right now the image of the American male is a little bit, how can I put it, thin-skinned.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to say that derogatory and dis remarks about American men are actually influencing American men, but I think the encouragement of the men that are defending our country and leading our country would probably be an improvement.
Right. Okay. Hey.
And quite literally, if I'm banned, thank you very much.
I don't know anything about I don't know anything about that, but you're obviously not.
Essentially, I'm the gentleman who tries to keep that magnificent book that people died for alive.
The Bible?
Yeah. Less than 400 years ago, a man was burned at the stake. James Tyndale was burned at the stake by the Crown of England for translating the Bible and publishing it with Luther.
Well, who
literally
who
burned at the stake for the Bible.
So who banned you from KSCO?
I didn't know I was banned.
Well, so what are you talking about? It said preacher from Aptos banned.
That's what I'm wondering.
Okay.
Don't ask me.
Did I call you back on that?
Okay, no. So it's a mistype, Michael says. Well, thank you for calling. There goes Preacher and Aptos. That opens up a line at 479-1080. Also lines open at 477-1340. I want to talk about this. Come on. We don't have to, but let's do it. You know, are you offended by the fact that we had a picture of Aunt Jemima on in place of Kay? For about 3 months. For those of you who saw, I want to know if you were offended. You might have thought it was weird. You might have thought it wasn't funny. But were you offended like this person was who talked to me this week and convinced me to pull it off? He didn't really have to convince me. The fact that it meant so much to him, I just decided, hey, you know, why bother? We don't have to. We don't want to offend people. Next caller on the KSCO special will be Judy in Prunedale. Judy, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hey.
Well, I'm not offended by the picture, no. But I think I might have told you once that I just didn't think it was a very good idea.
Right. And the reason?
Well, because exactly, I guess I was thinking that a black person wouldn't like it.
It wasn't a bad...
No.
It wasn't a... In fact, someone pointed out to me that there used to be the original Aunt Jemima was changed for political correct reasons.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I love the old Aunt Jemima.
Oh, and so did I. The one that had a bandana,
yeah,
and that was sort of fat.
The Big Mama, I loved
her. Yeah, the Big Mama.
Yes, I just loved her.
Right.
I don't know why they changed it, but hey, you know what? As the preacher said, we live in a different world today. I don't think it's the best, but I mean, we live in a different world and all kinds of things change, including Aunt Jemima.
Uh-huh.
But I like the preacher. I agree with what he said.
Right.
And it's true.
And I know that you have a fantastic sense of humor.
Oh, yes.
So I really appreciate that you called. I'm still trying to understand why. But you were not offended, but you can understand how other people can be offended. So maybe you can explain that to me.
Well, I don't know. It's because people don't know about your humor. Totally. And you would never poke fun at people, but it might have looked like you were poking fun at someone.
So when we had all those Saturday special joke specials where we had ethnic humor,
yeah,
you know, was that a bad thing?
No, that was a fun thing. But the thing is, ethnic humor is dangerous.
Right.
Let's face it.
I had a teacher once who first day of school, he with a very straight face, said there's absolutely nothing wrong with Italians and Irishmen and Spaniards and other inferior people. And then he sort of looked up to see if anybody caught.
That's about the worst one I've ever heard.
Right. And I just thought that was real funny because I knew that he was just kidding. And, you know, and I will tell jokes that are ethnic humor. And I'm the last, I was one of the first people around to join the NAACP and so forth. But that doesn't mean that you can't have fun. You
know? I agree.
I'm Jewish and I love to tell the joke about how they invented copper wire, you know, two Jews fighting over a penny, and why Jews' noses are big because the air is free and stuff like that. What's wrong with that? It's
There's
funny.
Nothing. No, I know, and the fact is that Jews are smart. Why else would they be trying to grab the penny?
Yeah.
It's valuable.
Right.
Damn right, I agree.
So anyhow, I just wish people would chill out, and I didn't realize I should have had this conversation with the gentleman who will remain nameless unless and until he gives me permission to reveal his identity, but it is a very prominent community leader, you know, in our community. And
I
so,
see.
Yeah. So,
well,
or community activist.
Well,
I shouldn't say community leader. I should say community activist.
And we have to be very careful because, actually, let's face it, in California, the white person is becoming the minority.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
Do you remember the traffic lackey on KSCO?
I remember
who
that.
Who used to do the traffic reports that offended everybody?
Yes.
Or offended most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hilarious. I just thought they were really funny. But someone pointed out to me, say, hey, when he talks about the lowrider commute, you know, over Hecker Pass and so forth.
But we're not sensitive like a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's what's wrong with the world is that people are too damn sensitive.
I think so, too, in my own family. But what are you going to do? You can't change it.
Well, you can just sort of point out that people, you know, can probably enjoy their lives better if they would chill out a little bit.
I try to tell them, but, you know, they don't listen.
Yeah.
And some of them just get angry over stuff, and what can you do?
Right.
But anyway, as you know, I didn't like the picture, but I wasn't offended.
Okay, well, maybe we'll put up the original Aunt Jemima picture.
Hey, there you go. I bet that would really make them mad, too.
Okay. All right, thanks, Judy.
Okay.
Great to hear from you. There goes Judy in Prunedale. Here comes Dave, our Dave, in La Selva Beach. Dave, you're on
and
the air.
These people need to get over it. By the way, NAACP?
Yeah.
Should there be NAABP? Do you want to get technical?
Yeah, for black people, right, because they don't like to be called.
That's right.
Dave, you're absolutely right. They haven't changed the
name. That's right. Now, to me, that should be demeaning. They're so damn sensitive.
Right.
Wherever they are.
I thought it was really funny years ago when Limbaugh called it the NAAYP, the National Association for the Advancement of You People.
That's the Ebonics. By the way, you're going to take a break soon.
Oh, thank you.
And, what did you play that iPod piece of Filth Henry?
Which one?
I call it Filth Henry.
Yeah, which one?
The Comedian.
Oh, no. No, Dave.
That's great. What's wrong with that?
It is great. I'll play it privately. I'll play it privately. But I think that would really be pushing it to do that on the air.
Dude, who's going to offend?
Well, we could. Would it offend Michael?
I don't know. It's probably the only one I don't know, man. I look.
Would it offend Mr. Logic is still on. Would it offend you, Mr. Logic?
Michael, anyways.
Michael Williams. He's the pilot in command. He's the captain of the ship.
Why would it offend him?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, I can find the eye. I can sort of scratch my head on that, but I do think it's really it's probably in too questionable or too poor to put on.
It's great. It's what you call first class AAA humor.
It is the funniest thing I think I've ever heard.
And it's all spontaneous too.
But I don't think it was even on his show, Dave.
It was. I heard him play it earlier. I think it was last week or Monday.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you didn't hear it on the air?
Phil Henry was going back on some snippets of all-time favorites on the show. He played it. I thought you were on the air. What the hell's that?
Oh, you're not jiving me.
No, why does it go?
So what you're saying is that not only has Phil Henry played it, but it's been played on our station before.
No, Phil Henry's replayed it himself the other day.
Yeah, but it was on our station because we carry Phil Henry.
Exactly.
So you heard it on our station. You weren't listening on KFI on the Skywave, right?
The last Friday or Monday, I believe. Can't remember. It was recently.
Okay, well, if that's the case, I think I will. Maybe I'll rethink that and play it at the top of the hour.
I think the thing is, it's all spontaneous humor.
Yeah.
And all the sensitivity, people need to lay up. What is it? People could walk around. Let me see. What's going to fit me?
Now,
today?
Dave, you're Portuguese, and if someone poked fun at Portuguese, told a Portuguese joke.
They do all the time.
Matter of fact,
you know, for ages, I'll see that. I have a lot of black friends. I can say what I want, okay?
Okay.
I mean, they call me nigger, too. So what? It's like a home root word. Like, hey, buddy, what was that? You know, hillbilly, hey, dude, what's happening, dude? You know what I mean? So it's all like slang. I don't take offense to it. But forever and ever, I mean, most Portuguese know that they've been slanged as sandblasted niggers. That's what Portuguese are called. But I can say that word because I'll say whatever I want. Free speech.
I'll take full responsibility for it.
But
I don't think we should say the N-word on KFCO.
No, not unless you're earned it. I've earned it.
How have you earned it?
I paid my dues.
What does that mean?
I've been around.
You told me, I mean, you've pointed out, I think even on the air, that your hair is sort of curly and that sometimes people mistake you for...
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I was hoping Rob Roberts would call in.
You know what, man?
I tried to reach Rob, and I left a page for him to call.
I don't mind people mistaking me for, I don't care if they mistake me for Chinese, Martian, black, purple. I don't really give a damn. I don't get offended.
Uh-huh.
It rolls off my back. Which does offend me is when people try to not second guess my heritage, but when they try to discriminate on it. Like, you know, look, I mean, CD, you know, years ago when I was a musician, I used to play all kinds of music. I was hired by all kinds of bands. I was an exceptionally great musician.
Uh-huh.
It would not be unusual for me to be playing a jazz gig on a Thursday night, a black funk man playing blues and funk on a Friday night. Now it's the war over in Seaside.
Yeah.
This Saturday afternoon playing a white hillbilly wedding with a country western band. I would sometimes play the Vets Hall doing a country western wedding. I had girlfriends and I would see some of these beady-eyed drunk guys sitting there giving me the evil look like you want to get a rope.
Uh-huh.
Like, who that nigga with that girl? Mm. I've been called there, okay? I don't give a damn. Don't bother me.
But you're not a black person.
I bet most
black people would take serious and appropriate offense at being called the N-word. I mean,
it depends how it's used.
If it's used with good taste. I mean, I call Jose the Spick and he calls me Kike. You know, we're good friends.
That's right.
We're good friends.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Wops or Italian. So I'm saying Dagos. Now, Snoop Dogg does a show, you know, big artist on FM radio every weekend. And that's all he has them out. Hey, man, stop, nigga. That's how they all talk. Even if you're white, don't matter. That's just the slang. It's nothing to be offended about.
Right.
If you're offended, maybe you should lose a Cuba somewhere.
Right.
I'm seriously. I mean, get over it. What the hell? Come on, man. Look, I'm over here with a blasted stroke in a wheelchair. I haven't filled this stuff in 30 years, but I actually have filled discrimination. When I go up to a place, oh, sure, it's for you. Come on over, man. Take a look at it. Go rent a house to move or whatever. But you get over there, I see people peeking out the windows. Oh, my God. Then I'm knocking the door. Nobody answers the door. I've had this happen before. But as a contractor, I would talk to folks on the phone. Come on over. Sounds good. We'll be here tonight. Come on over. Give us a bid. I get over there, and people act like they ain't home. But meanwhile, I can hear them in the house tiptoeing around, peeking around. So you want to be offended?
I don't know how you could have such a great sense of humor that you do if those kinds of things have happened to you all your life.
Because I'm bigger than that. Those unfortunate little beady-eyed pipsqueak crackers, that's unfortunate for them, you know? What can I say?
Right. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Just sort of slightly off topic, but it seems as if people are getting offended by the fact that I can't answer phones at light speed here.
Right.
I'm trying to get the on-air calls and the business calls.
And you're amazing. So you tell those people to go put it where the moon don't shine.
Well, the thing is, I figure if we just make a public comment that if you're trying to dial 475-1080, that we might not get to it as quickly as you want to.
You mean 479-1080?
475.
No,
that's the business line that I can't get a hold of.
I see. Yeah. So you mean a lot of people are trying to get... All they have to do is call 477-1340 because we have open lines.
That's what I tell them. So
we have open lines
there.
That's
right.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, the same thing is people are forgetting that it's a weekend, the office is closed.
Exactly. I'm the only one here.
That's right.
By the way, we'll keep Dave on for a little bit here because I really think what he has to say is great.
Anyway, where did Mr. Logic go?
He's there. Are you still there, ML?
Let me check and see. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. All right, there, yeah.
Mike, I have a question about this whole thing. I suppose the shoe was on the other foot. And suppose, like, Ted Jefferson had his picture put up as Bill Clinton, or, you know, just turned the tables. Would that still be offensive?
That's a very good question, and we need to let people know that Ted, who is a very, you know, great, you know, wonderful talk host and good friend of KSCO, is no longer with us. He passed away last year.
Now, see what?
I'm not sure you know that, Mr. Logic.
Well, you know, me and Ted Jefferson used to argue on the radio, but sometimes I would run into him over at the restaurant over at the, you know, Baker Square, whatever it was, or
right.
Off the air. We would argue about racist stuff, you know, political stuff, but we always end it with a hug or a slap in the back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But look, Angel retain this energy.
Yeah.
People need to lighten up, man. I'll tell you what, people in this country better get a grip. There's more important things in the world, like hunger, disease, you know what I'm saying, poverty.
Yeah.
You know, I'm offended why, well, you're not exactly. Particular shade I'm comfortable with.
Hey, we have people, John in Aptos waiting, Paul in Carmel Valley, William in Watsonville, and Mark in Santa Cruz. We also have Mr. Logic and Dave Allen on the Saturday special today. We're talking about what offends people and why people need to be offended. And my assertion that if people were not as easily offended, I think we'd live in a better world. That's what I think.
That's right.
Let's take a commercial break here. Kill the promos, if you would, Michael.
Not mine.
And, no, not Dave's promo. If you got Dave's promo in there for his new show called A Blast from the Past, which is tomorrow at Sundays at 5 p.m., is that right, Dave?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do your own promo right now, okay, for that real quick, and then we'll go into the commercial.
Oh, with
Yeah. That's what happened last week. We think that that's because there was a terrible storm. Yeah. And that it affected the phone.
So Sundays, 5 p.m. for now. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, and you don't do your talk show anymore.
Not a lot of talk. What I want to do is take a little time out from talk and let people chill with tunes from the 80s, 70s, 60s, even the 50s. I mix up some blues, some jazz, mostly rock and roll and R&B and soul music.
Yeah.
Think back to what you're doing. Give people a break. Think back to the days when life was a little more easy.
Uh-huh.
The good old days, which people even then thought were hard.
Right.
Now we look back and go, damn, I wish I could go back. That was easy, easy pickings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that'll be fun. So a blast from the past. Sunday. Dave Allen is back, and you don't call yourself the Nighthawk anymore, or do you sometimes?
I don't know. You told me it doesn't matter. But
I think you should, because you made a name for yourself. You know, and by the way,
get brain damage, I can get away with it.
Okay.
By the way, new bumper sticker. I had a stroke. What's your problem?
That's great. Okay, we will take a break at 10:54, 6 minutes remaining in hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special, and we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes, okay? So stay with us.
Hi, you guys. Did you know that American Longevity also has liquid glucogel? You know, that's the one that helps rebuild bone and cartilage, takes care of the bone matrix. They actually have a liquid glucogel that I add into my drink every single morning, and it really is loaded with goodies. It has 750 milligrams of glucosamine sulfate. This is in 1 ounce. Why not switch to the liquid glucogel? I use mine in the morning. I mix my liquid glucogel with my Ultimate Classic, my Osteo FX, and my Women's FX. I stir it up. It's a nice little yummy thing. You can almost chew on it. It's so thick. But it's delicious. It's sweet tasting. And oh my, it really packs a wallop. Oh. A wallop. That's a mistake, but actually it's a good one. It actually packs a wallop instead of a wallop. Anyway, you should do this. I drink the liquid glucogel every day, and don't forget, even an extra benefit, it has collagen. Call me, 888-352-7500, 888-352-7500.
If you suffer from back or muscle pain, asthma, allergies, high blood pressure, stomach and intestinal disorders, depression or insomnia, learn how your mind can free your body of these chronic pains by attending the Mind and Body Seminar with Dr. Bruce Eisendorf, 6:30 Monday evening at the Santa Cruz Medical Foundation at 2025 Soquel Drive. Learn how your mind can free you from chronic pain. Call the Visiting Nurse Association of Santa Cruz for reservations, 475-7815, extension 295.
Doug Winfrey here from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. After helping Dr. Wallach get out his health message for years, I realized that many of the people I told about Dr. Wallach's message of taking charge of your own health have done just that. They've gone on to spread Doc's health message to dozens of their own friends and family. The only difference between myself and them was that they took the time to learn about the home-based business opportunity. So now, years later, not only have they helped a lot of people, but they've built lucrative businesses with tremendous tax advantages. After 7 years, the rest of Doc's message has finally sunk into me. You know, the part about coming out of your comfort zone, seeking personal growth, and taking charge of your own life. If you're sold on Dr. Wallach's health message and are ready to take a step forward, join me, Doug Winfrey, and a great group of people for a business training session on Thursday, May 26th at 6 p.m. right here at KSCO. Advanced registration is required, so call my office at 831-335-8054. That's Doug Winfrey at 831-335-8054.
If you have a legal problem, we have a legal solution. Join attorney Richard Alexander for Injury Talk Radio, Saturday afternoons from 4 to 5 p.m. for the expert legal advice you need to recover from personal injuries. Pick up the phone and call 800-844-0246. Sponsored by Alexander Hawes and Audette, accident and insurance specialists. Check their record at InjuryTalkRadio.com. Protect yourself and your family. Listen to Injury Talk Radio Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. on KSCO.
And we're back to the Saturday Special with your host, MZ.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You know what we need to do here? We need to do this officially here.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Hey, what's the number on that?
What's the number?
Yeah, how do I get that on my list?
What number? What do you mean? What number of what?
Yeah, for that WaveCart file.
Oh, it's called Intelligent ID, and I just pulled it out of your computer. I pulled it out of the control room.
Right.
So it's just I don't know what number it is, but
probably
yeah.
I then.
Yeah, it's under I for Intelligent ID. So that's good. You want to hear it again? That's one of my favorites, and people wonder who that voice is.
Hold on. Let me play it.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Now, which way did it sound better, when I played it or when Michael played it?
I think it sounded the same.
You think it did? Yeah. Well, that's good. That speaks well for our remote connection here.
Yes,
that's good.
Does.
All right, 1.5 minutes before 11 a.m., let's go to the phones. There was a man in Carmel Valley that we wanted to take, but he doesn't seem to be there anymore. So let's take John in Aptos, who has been... Uh-oh, I got rid of Dave. How did that happen? Well, John, you're on the air.
Well, I was wondering why you used Aunt Jemima.
Oh, here's why. I just did a Google search for under photos, and I just wrote Black Lady, and that came up, and I didn't realize that it was Aunt Jemima. But does it make a difference? I mean,
we're discussing your humor.
Yes.
Versus other people's humor.
Yes.
So I mean. I'm having a hard time seeing the humor, and I'm wondering why other women weren't used. Like, why didn't you put in Jackie Kennedy?
Uh-huh.
Or why didn't you put in Ethel Kennedy? Or why didn't you put in Marilyn Monroe?
Uh-huh.
Or why did you put in Nicole Kidman? Or Shirley Temple?
Uh-huh.
I, there's a reason... That aunt or a black lady.
Yeah.
Came up Aunt Jemima.
So it's not. It doesn't bother you that it was Aunt Jemima. It just bothers you that it was a black lady.
Well, these are sensitive times.
Would you stay on the line, because we only got like 6 seconds and we got to go to the news right here on KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. Back in 6 minutes. Stay with us.
To the second hour of the Saturday Special with your host, MZ.
Oh, wait a second. You know what? Wait. Here, you know, we got to do this right here. I thought I had everything all cued, and it really wasn't here, but now it is. Here we go. Good.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. Visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, I guess I have to apologize. I know I've got a weird sense of humor, and I know that I sort of get a charge out of offending people on the radio, but I think that makes for a better radio station.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's what the topic is sort of evolved into today. We can talk about other things if you want, but I know we got a lot of people on the line now who still want to talk about that particular subject. I want to finish up with John and Aptos, and we can lock Mr. Logic on the air. ML, are you on the air still?
I hope so.
Okay, good. All right, let me lock Dave on. Okay, Dave, are you there now?
Yep.
Okay, so Dave is locked on. Mr. Logic is locked on. Now let's bring John back. Okay, John, you were saying? John?
I think it was a poor choice, and I think it would have been good had you gone on there and seen it and maybe thought about it for a while.
Gone on and seen what?
Well, your website. Did you say that you had Aunt Jemima on there? Or?
Yeah. A picture of Aunt Jemima. I thought it was just a plain old black lady picture, but people pointed out later that that's the current, more politically correct version of Aunt Jemima, which had been changed some years back because some people were offended at the old, you know, traditional Aunt Jemima that had the bandana and everything.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't see the humor in it.
But were you offended?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
So, but I just think it's in poor taste. I see no humor there. Also, I have great respect for your mother's editorials, but I think her joke was lacks humor also. I'm disappointed in that.
Okay.
And if I can have just a little time here, a lady wrote a letter to the Sentinel on the opinion page here. It was about 3 weeks ago. I still have it here. And it's about our crassness.
Uh-huh.
And if I can just...
Is it very long?
Well, I'm going to condense down to the main part.
If you can read it fast, that would be great, and because it's definitely germane. But see if you can read whatever you're going to read fast.
Well,
please.
One of the things is that it's the social impoverishment that breeds disrespect and ignorance of right of human relationships. Deference to authority and the social conventions of courtesy have given way to a philosophy of moral relativism, wherein personal freedom is allowed to supersede the collective good. I won't go any farther, but it's like when you make the remark, or if somebody doesn't like it, they can put it where the moon doesn't shine.
I did say that. What did I say that in response to? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't.
I said that last hour.
I don't remember, but when you say that, you're talking to everybody that's listening to you on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Now, some may not be offended, but I think it's in poor taste.
Right.
You are in mixed company.
Right.
You wouldn't do that at a cocktail party with people you didn't know.
Well, I would, but I'm bizarre.
Well,
yeah, that's
true. But I think that's bad behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the world we're living in, and I hope it gets better.
Okay. Well, John, I really do appreciate your phone call, because so far everybody has sort of agreed with me, and I really like it when people call and have a differing opinion to, you know, the main opinion
you
on
know,
the radio.
One other thing, you have this I'm lost for the word here. Your joke, your style of humor.
Uh-huh.
I'm the guy that's called several times and says you should put Imus on. No, you wouldn't do that. But where does your style of humor differ from his?
I don't know. All I know is that we pride ourselves on KSCO for having a local originated programming and not all syndicated. If anything,
yeah,
we have too much syndicated already.
Yeah, but again, you have a syndicated show on that time of the day. When
we do.
On. So that doesn't wash, but I'm just saying you made the statement, oh, no, he's blah, 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 but your style is the same.
Oh, don't say, oh, that hurts.
Well,
really?
Yes.
Oh my God! You've ruined my day, John. Oh man! Oh, I don't know what to. I can't talk to you anymore. But there goes John. Okay, Mark.
Am I still here?
What'd you say?
Let me tell you something. When you locked me in, I could not hear John anymore.
Oh, you're kidding?
Nope. So there's a little bug there going on.
Oh God!
So I have to have my headphones half off and listen on the radio.
Yeah, Mr. Logic. Are you there?
I'm here.
Were you able to hear John?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that weird? That's very strange. Well, you're on a different hybrid then, Dave, I guess. Anyhow, let's. You should be able to hear Mark right now. Mark in Santa Cruz, you're on the KSCO Saturday Special.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. It's Marco. Nope.
Marco!
Always enjoy the radio station.
Oh, good. Yeah, even though we sometimes say and do things that are in poor taste or questionable taste?
Well, I actually think it was very funny. Not only that, it's funnier than I knew you to be. We don't really know each other, but very funny. And, in fact, we wear T-shirts. As you know, I'm a contractor. Uh-huh. And we wear T-shirts which make excuses on the back why we didn't return our clients' phone calls.
Oh.
Or, you know, I'm not really late. It's only 6 a.m. in Japan.
Okay.
And, in fact, our next shirt is going to be ignoring your phone calls for 16 years. So, you know, people have to have a sense of humor. Now, here's the mistake that I think that you made. You picked a group that has a very high percentage of victims.
Uh-huh.
People that have a sensitivity to that beyond what I think is appropriate. You need to stop apologizing. What you did was funny, and they need to get over it.
Okay.
Had you put up Madame Sun Yat-sen, it would have been just as funny, yes, and you would have gotten no phone calls. But what I would also add is that person that called and complained,
yeah.
I would love to know who else he called that day. Did he call the school districts to insist that there's proper education in the schools where black children go? Did he make any type of efforts on behalf of the community who he's trying to protect by calling and complaining to you in any regard, in any manner?
Right.
So,
do you think I react? Do you think I reacted sensitively and properly, or do you think I? When I said put it where the moon don't shine. That's when I must have said that last hour, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know if you have a conservative card, but if you do, I'm about to pull it.
Okay.
No, you did nothing wrong,
uh-huh.
and what you can say, and of course you're the owner of the station, you have to be a little more sensitive to these things than I do as a known quantity politically.
Right.
Is people just need to stop pulling the victim card.
Yeah.
Spend some more time looking into what's going on in the world that will actually help the group they're trying to protect.
Right.
And very well done.
Okay. Marco, I appreciate your kind words. Now, yeah, a lot of people can learn things from Marco here, you know. And on our comment line at 429-2222, we encourage people to call and leave their comments. Provided they're positive comments. Negative comments, we ask people to hang up and call another radio station. Okay, we're not interested in people's negative comments about KSCO. So, let's go back to someone has been waiting for. There was someone who had been waiting for 36 minutes or something, and there wasn't a name there. So I'm going to go from who's been waiting the longest, and that would be Gordy. Gordy in Boulder Creek. Hi, Gordy.
Hello, good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I just wish people would gain a sense of humor and get over their personal vendettas against things they can do nothing about.
Okay, well, look, it's easy. Gordy, you're not black, are you?
No.
Okay. I don't think anybody who is called today is black. I want someone who is black to call and tell me how he or she feels about this.
Because that's not what I called for.
Oh.
I was calling about Gene Rusko.
What about Gene Rusko?
I know where he is.
Oh. What's his phone number?
He doesn't have a phone. You can contact him through escapees in Texas. They're on the Internet. I went to attend classes at San Jose State with him back in 97. And at that time, he was talking about just quitting the whole radio thing. And
now, for those of us who don't know who we're talking about, I don't want to leave people in the dark here. His name came up a week or two ago on the Saturday special.
Right.
Right? And he's a person who is a newscaster for many years for KGO. And to many people's surprise, KGO put him on as a talk show host. Also on the weekends, who turned out to be a very, very ultra right-wing conservative host that a lot of people liked.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I was trying to remember his name. So thank you for.
He's been on the road.
Uh huh. Yes, I knew that. I knew that because he came to talk to me once, and we had a nice chat, and he gave me his phone number or his cell phone number, but I misplaced it.
Yeah, sure. He's been traveling around the country for, 5 years now. In 2000, he quit his job and sold his house, sold everything, and got sick of the politics and got tired of having to unpack when he came home and decided to buy a big motor home. And
yep. I saw that motorhome. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
But, yeah, he's on the Internet. You can just Google him and learn all about what he's up to. And
great.
Okay,
but you said something about escapees. Is that like people who leave, who give up the, you know, living in one place?
Yeah. It's a base for people rather than use email or having, you know, some other form of communication. He thought that worked best for him.
Cool.
People can contact him through.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Thanks for your call to the Saturday special. It's 17 past 11, hour number two. Dave, I found what you were looking for. I'm not quite sure I've gotten up the nerve to play it.
Why not?
Okay, I'll play it. Okay, I'm going to plug it into the iPod here, and let's see here.
Pure humor.
Wait a minute. That's not right here.
Did you hear your nephew is in hell?
I feel that my nephew is not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord. Then, in other words, in hell.
I don't know. I feel he's not with the Lord, though. And because they ate part of his body, like a limbo.
You fear that Roman Catholic communion is they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFIM 640. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, ma'am, first of all, I put my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yes.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when you receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh my God.
That's fine.
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because you've been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive Barker.
Okay, first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of the man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform
you
about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, ma'am, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
I'm just calling to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe that.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
Macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh
no,
at me?
No, can I ask you a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question here.
But like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
It's like a brother buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a phone
line. Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Now, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave that up to God.
That's true. Thanks, Father. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
Oh, you can eat me, bro.
Okay. All right, so we played that, and that is a real Phil Hendry bit, and we do carry the Phil Hendry program. And all right, Dave, I'm not sure it's good that I played that because it might have offended an awful lot of people on the Saturday special.
A lot of people?
I don't know.
You know,
I do think that's funny. I think that's very funny. And if it was Jewish, you know, in nature, I would still think it's funny. You know.
You know what really ikes me is the over sensitivity and revisionist history.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter went to private schools, then I homeschooled her, and now she goes to like Aptos High part time. That way she'll have a well-rounded opinion on reality.
Yeah.
And a couple of months ago, my friend Kurt, you know, you've met Sharon and Kurt before.
Yeah.
And they were visiting. I said, take a look at our history book. He was shocked. I mean, come on, these people are open-minded. He was shocked in disbelief of the crap they call history.
Yeah.
They have it down now to where the average American, is particularly if you happen to be of European descent, you've been browbeaten and self-hatred to feel disgusted, disdain for your own heritage because you're not a minority. They want you walking around on your knees, begging for forgiveness. I mean, even if you want to get, you know, carjacked or bugged, you go, oh, there, it's okay, you poor, here, take my car. Rape me, you deserve to rape me. I earned it because of my ancestors.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, like poor John Aptos, I'm listening to this man, wait a minute, what do you mean? Why do you put a Marilyn Monroe or somebody else? Why should you? I mean, what is this? We're so overtrained, like a organ grinder's monkey, to be so oversensitive to other people, to other so-called nationalities' plight, to where we now have to be self-hating.
Like an organ grinder's monkey? Is that what you said?
Yeah. We have to be self-hatred now, so in denial of our own, be of our own heritage. If you have to be born not of a minority, you have to be, God forbid, white European, they say you're crap, you're filth, you're the scum of the earth, you're the problem of the whole world. I mean, last time I checked, I don't think Aborigines developed the 747. And last time I checked, I don't think anybody over there, Wanda Serapa, created the trade towers or, you know, submarine. I mean, think about what was this anger we have towards European descent people?
Well, Dave, you're beginning to sound a little bigoted to me.
No, I'm not bigoted. Oh, no. Who's that said that's big you, it's also big of me?
Oh, okay.
That was Groucho Marx.
Oh.
You know, really okay. Big you, it's big of me.
Right. Okay.
No, I'm just saying, I see this in the culture where the ultra-left, the socialist agenda has taken the average American person, especially the young kids, and browbeat themselves.
Yeah. Hey,
into a corner where they have to be disdained, have total disrespect, this revolting.
There are some people on the line who I really want to get to, Dave. So, but stay there. And Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you put I guess on line 12 or something? Maybe you could get Roy on the line, our good friend Roy. I want him to weigh in on this, okay?
Yeah, I'll try to get a hold of him. Quick
okay.
Comment, though. A few callers have been calling in saying that they want Mr. Logic back on the air.
Okay. Mr. Logic, are you on the air?
They want him on the air on a weekly basis.
Do you want to? But we've always wanted him on the weekly. Why isn't he there on a weekly basis?
Why aren't you there, Mr. Logic?
Well, I don't know. Why let me check and I'll let you know.
Okay, so we're working on it, okay? We're definitely working on it. So, yeah, if you can get Roy on the line, and then we'll bring him in. Let's take our net. Let's see. There's Richard N. Watsonville. I guess he's been waiting. No, James in Santa Cruz, and we also have Scott in Santa Cruz. So stand by here. Let's put James on the line. James, you're on the Saturday special. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, you're welcome. What an interesting program this has turned into.
You never you changed your name from Jim to James.
Because then I have to wait an inordinate amount of time if I were to use my other name, particularly when I call this program.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the one taking the call.
I am the one, and I don't put you at the end of the line.
Well, I don't want to use my time with that.
Okay.
By
the way, we're out of time. No, I'm only kidding.
It's very interesting to listen to the news right now, particularly this weekend. What's going to be one of the top stories run is the claim of the Koran being left on a toilet at Guantanamo Bay. Whether that is true or not, but the Muslims are taking the maximum advantage of that. And of course, those self-hating Americans have taken up the cause. These are the same people that will stand in line and praise under the name of art the Holy Crucifix, place it in urine, and call it art, and title it Piss Christ. It seems to me that everything is off the table these days except Christianity. My is open game. Myself, I enjoy listening to Phil Hendry. However, that particular bit right there is the most sacrilegious and offensive thing that I have ever heard on the air. That goes right to the heart of the religion.
That's why it's funny.
It is not funny.
It's
funny to you because you're a bigot in that regard. But you won't admit that.
Thank you.
You won't admit that.
Yes, I am a bigot. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, James, live one week in my skin. Live one lifetime by his shoes. Call me a bigot. I think this guy was intelligent. Imagine that.
Talking about macking on Jesus is an offensive nonsense to me. And we have two stories coming out of Guantanamo. One is that one of the prisoners tore up the Quran and put it in the toilet to stop up the plumbing. Now that's this side, and then we have the other side. But how often will you hear the one that it was possibly their doing? No, you won't hear that. You're talking about caricatures. Isn't it interesting the caricatures that you might look of Condoleezza Rice? Now you're talking about putting Aunt Jemima on the website. If you were
it just turned out to be her. It might have if it might have been Condoleezza Rice whose picture came up in the Google search, and then we would have done that.
But you have to realize that the environment, particularly in Santa Cruz, you know why that these people find selective things offensive, and others they wouldn't remark about at all. They have no problem of taking a picture of Colin Powell and not making his face black, but putting a grid,
uh-huh,
a black and white grid,
uh-huh,
to call him an Uncle Tom.
Uh-huh.
And I don't hear anybody from the ACLU or from any of the African American groups finding anything, having any problem with that.
Right.
Yet, if it has to do with anything Christian or religious, that's open game. And I find that very interesting.
Well, you've made some very good cogent points.
I mean,
James. I'll call you James this time, even though I know you as Jim. So
I would continue to listen to Phil Hendry. I think he's a funny guy. I found that offensive, and I think that from time to time he goes over the line.
You made your point. Okay,
and that one's it. And it's been played numerous times on KSCO, numerous times. It's one of his bits that you people and others on
now,
the old station seem to be stuck on.
Now, wait a minute. You just said something that certainly offends some people. And I haven't decided how I feel. You said you people.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Now, did you mean any offense by that?
Mea culpa.
Okay. Because I meant no offense by putting the black lady's picture on the website.
And nor did I take it as an offense.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you, James. Nice to hear from you. So, Michael, I noticed that are we having trouble getting through to Roy on line 12?
Well, I called him, and then he insisted on calling me back, and I've tried calling him since then, and I'm just getting the busy signal.
Okay,
so
no big deal.
Maybe
no big
if
deal.
We free up a line on one of the first three lines, we might hit it up in there.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no big deal.
You know, Michael, I have a question. The
yeah.
Gentleman who called you up and complained about the picture.
Yeah.
Does he go down to our Safeway, go to the manager, corporate headquarters of Safeway, Albertsons, or Ralph's? You know what? All those boxes of pancakes off the show. Now, that offends me.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. I do have some emails to read. Really interesting. Okay, this is from David Stein. Pure Heart. Okay. Hi, Mike. Since I send some dollars into Perspectives, I consider myself a supporter of KSCO and entitled to comment on things. Well, it's true. The more people support KSCO, the more weight they have, and the more weight we give their comments. That's true. Now, here are the comments. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to support, you know, that you have to be an advertiser or send in money to Perspectives or one of the other shows, to be able to comment. I mean, after all, that's what all the local shows are about. We want, you know, people to, it's a voice for everyone, for gosh sakes. Okay, here are the comments from Pure Heart. I really like Scott Free's comments show on what we're doing in Iraq. It demonstrated to me how people don't easily change their minds, the callers, not Scott. I liked hearing Pat on Vernon's show yesterday and would like to have him back. Once he gets his radio legs and used to the inevitable attacks, he'd be even better. Where else but KSCO could listeners, in quotes, become broadcasters? Dave Allen, Vernon, Richard, and now Pat. That's really terrific. I sure miss Mr. Logic. I thought someone else put Aunt Jemima up on the website and that you would go ballistic when you saw it. The image didn't bother me at all. On the other hand, I found your mom's joke embarrassing. But what the heck? We are living in vulgar, in my opinion, times, and our society seems to reflect that. But what I really wanted to talk about is the train tracks. Why in the world can't we have a world-class, fast, quiet train? I've been in England where I stood 5 feet from the rails as a passenger train went by at 60-plus mile per hour and nary a squeal, just an understated whoosh. Surely we can do the same? Even 35-mile-per-hour train service would beat rush-hour traffic all the ways to Sunday, whatever that means. I do my best to catch every Saturday special and Perspectives I can. Yours, Pure Heart. Thank you, Pure Heart. Now, here, while we're still on emails, let me read an email came in a little bit from a little bit ago from Linda. Hi, MZ. What I would love to ask the black fellow who was offended is this. Would you have been equally offended if it had been an unknown black woman? I wonder if part of his offendedness was because Aunt Jemima has become a rather loaded image because the term Aunt Jemima is used sometimes to mean a female Uncle Tom. If you put a picture of Betty Crocker up there, would anyone be offended? How about olive oil? Also, I'd love it if you could ask Mr. Logic if he has any idea who in the internet gaming community started the use of the word avatar in the way he described it being used. Avatar is a Hindu word meaning an earthly incarnation of a deity. So I would guess that it was an Indian programmer, but I guess even thinking that way makes me a racist. Haha, and it's from someone named Linda. What do you think, ML?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't play internet games like that. I create games, but that's another story. So I don't know where the term came from. I just know that it's been used.
Right. Okay. Here's some more. Now, I haven't read this here. This is from Terry Reed. So a black woman believed that Kay was an American treasure. I never assumed that it was her picture, so being offended is not an issue. I suppose that cartoons of Wilma Flintstone, Olive Oil, or Marge Simpson might be preferable. Only an idiot would freak out over this humor. Warning, the intelligent ID is not legal because it fails to mention KSCO's city of license, which should immediately follow the call sign even before 1080. He's absolutely right. But did we call it a legal ID?
We don't use it as legal ID.
Yeah, we don't. We never called it a legal ID. And make sure that the Santa Cruz is the first among the list of cities if you want to mention surrounding areas of signal coverage. KSCO has left-wing critics and enemies. Somebody might get the idea of playing that clip for the FCC as it now exists.
Oh, well.
Oh.
That bull.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mike, what clip?
The sound clip.
Put a picture of
what sound clip?
The one that you like to hear after the commercials.
You mean Dave thinks it's Phil Hendry, and you think it's the intelligent ID.
Yeah.
Which is it?
Well, I think because the prior
Terry,
sentence
Terry, send
was
another
about
email. That. Terry Reed, send another email or call, and let me understand what you're talking about, okay, what you think the FCC will get down on us for.
Hey, Mike, look at the idea.
What?
What if that picture was a picture of Josephine Baker, whatever, really scantily
included shots of her, which was very popular and famous. Uh-huh. So she's a black icon.
Uh-huh.
That would be, like, to me, that would be showing respect. Uh-huh. But I'm sure somebody could play the feminist. She'd have their clothes on. She's being used as a piece of meat and an object, and also being a minority.
Uh-huh. Here's another email, Dave. It says, "Hi, Mike. Thanks for playing the Phil Hendry bit. I laughed my socks off when I heard it last week and again this morning. I love to laugh. For a picture of Kay, try Marjorie Main with a question mark." Marjorie Main, she was Ma Kettle, right? Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. Yes, many people are too sensitive and have a poor sense of humor. I poke and jab constantly to make people laugh. For example, this last Wednesday, when the nurse asked how I was doing while the doctor was removing a skin cancer, I replied, "I'm terrified." She replied, "Somehow I don't quite believe you." The doctor laughed so hard he had to stop operating. Thanks so much for the Saturday special. That's from Bob Yaunt in Live Oak. Or Bob Yaunt. Thank you, Bob. Carol and David, technical. Okay. When you talk to Dave on or Mr. Logic, your voice doesn't change. But as soon as you add one of the callers to the on-air group, your voice goes sort of tinny. Just thought you might want to know. Carol. P.S. I was raised Catholic. Others in my family still are very Catholic, and I think that the Phil Hendry bit is hilarious. Yeah, but what of the rest of your family who are very Catholic think? Okay, thank you, Carol. Now, those who take offense, this is from Jim Powell. There are people who seek the slightest reason to be offended. It is a racket. Taking them seriously just plays into their hands. Yeah, but it makes for a good Saturday special when you don't have any subject or guest in particular, right? You have so. I thought that Aunt Jemima was posted by hackers.
It was.
No, it was posted by me.
I know.
I'm not a hacker. Well, some people might call me a hacker. The purpose of the purpose or meaning of the content of your website is not always clear. For example, why do all the headlines end in VS? What does Salinas Valley Fair VS mean? I don't know. If this has a purpose, you might want to rethink how to best serve that purpose. Perhaps a change in format or adding punctuation would make the meaning clear. I heard that Phil Hendry bit on the radio months ago. Well, I could hear it 1,000 times, and I still think it's hilarious. So anyhow, thank you very much for the email, Jim. If you want to email me now and you want to have a chance at getting it read on the Saturday special, you got 21 more minutes to do it, or 20 minutes to do it, mz@ksco.com. Otherwise, send it to us. Send it to me anytime. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here. Who is next? Oh, my gosh. We have to take Richard N. Watsonville, who's been waiting 27 minutes. There's that tinny voice that the lady's talking about. Richard, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing? I didn't even hear the click, but listen, the organ grinding monkey comment that Dave made?
I think that was real funny.
Well, I do too, but that was, I think Dave might remember Vietnam Vince. When Vietnam Vince got bit by that organ grinding monkey over there in Monterey.
That's right.
The one on the wharf, remember?
Yeah.
Well, I don't quarterback.
And, you know, as far as Phil Hendry, you know, he was taken off KFI, you know. I don't know if you knew that or not. And I don't know if, you remember your father's favorite joke, Mike?
Yeah.
It was about football?
I didn't think that was his favorite joke. I thought it was the one about you don't want me to put that pipe in your mouth, in my mouth, after it was in your mouth, do you?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought his favorite joke was. We are going to replay that best Saturday joke special, the one with you giving all those rapid-fire ethnic jokes, Richard.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, and I was
listening to that on a walk with the iPod the other day. I was just... People thought I was crazy because I was just laughing hysterically just walking down the street up a pathway, and people thought I was a nutcase.
Yeah, but you got to understand, people do take offense to that stuff, you know? I mean,
look,
I'll give you a classic example. The random guys and Jesus on a stick.
Oh, that was terrible.
Okay, see, there you go. Now, was it really terrible?
No, but it was. But the radio station took a lot of heat. That's what I mean by
terrible.
And
those guys got kicked off the air for that.
No, they did not.
Well,
that was not why they got kicked off.
They should have been.
Okay, maybe they should have been. But the reason they got kicked off the air was something called disrespect, which we do not tolerate here at KSCO. The ownership of KSCO tolerates a lot of stuff, but it does not tolerate disrespect.
Well, you know. know, I mean, it's hard to say what is and what is not disrespectful. I mean, we're sitting here arguing that out now.
It's easy for me. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, but you took James a little too serious, and he had to mea culpa, and I'm going, whoa. You know, I mean, that bit with Phil Hendry's on a best of.
That's right.
I mean, it made the all-time hits for 1 year.
Yeah.
And the reason we don't take Imus on this radio station, and I hope we never will, is because he don't take phone calls.
Yes.
I mean, it's just pretty much as simple as that.
And that's why that's the main reason we got rid of Alan Nathan, who otherwise is a great talk host.
Yeah, and, you know, I really wish we'd bring Ben from Salinas back and Harold and...
Well,
should ban
be unbend?
Yeah.
That's the question here.
And this is 033, and I'm telling you, man, get back on at least an hour on the weekends.
Okay.
You know, because he sounds good even on the phone. You notice that?
Yes.
And why don't we replace that morning show on KSCO with Mancow?
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind Kay's momentary commentaries either, you know.
But you don't like the longer ones?
No, I like them all. But, you know, I wouldn't do a whole hour of her commentaries. I would rather see her come on during the week and do an hour from noon to 1.
Oh, I think that would be great. I just can't get her to do it, though.
I'll tell you another combination I'd like to see.
What?
Is Ryan, Rico, and Aaron. You know, because two wrongs don't make a right, but three wrongs will make a right.
And that's right.
Aaron would just tear those two guys a new one.
That's exactly right.
You know? And let them start taking the phone calls cold.
Now, who can argue with that?
I mean, Nick at Noon's all right, but I'd sure like to call up there sometimes when he gets going on you know, subjects pertaining to Watsonville.
Right.
And just let him have it, you know?
Right.
And Dave Allen's program is not enough. I think we need to do something on Saturday and Sunday evenings.
Are you up to it, Dave?
Well, I mean, not just Dave, I mean other people, too.
Dave, are we waking you?
No,
hey, Dave, where are you at?
He's here.
I have to have my headphone half off and wander over the radio.
Oh.
I can't hear him.
Yeah. Oh, he has to listen over the radio. For some reason, his hybrid can't hear you.
That's
okay.
Right.
It's so weak, it's like not even there.
Yeah. Okay, we got to fix that. Anyhow, Richard, we'll talk about this. Yeah, I totally agree with you, okay?
And we need to get Bill Graff off so many commercials. We need to get a woman on some commercials.
Okay.
Or Michael
voice.
Williams.
Yeah, or Michael Williams. Michael Williams would be great.
Williams has got a hell of a deep voice.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough, huh?
Yeah.
You want
Michael,
some more?
Michael,
mm-hmm.
How much would you charge for some of your deep voice, to give to other people?
What
Gee, you know, I've never been asked that question.
Well, let me ask you
You'd be
you
taking
question.
My virginity.
Let me ask Michael Williams this question. Why did you leave the Annapolis Naval Academy? You said that about a week or two, and you wouldn't, you know, elaborate on it, so... I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, there goes Richard N. Watsonville.
Yeah, were you hazy?
Yeah. Michael, do you want to answer that, or do you want to...
Well, him and I talked on the phone slightly before I put him on hold for you, and I was telling him how complicated the situation really was and how it was purely a personal choice. And, you know, I'm not sure if many people know of the United States Naval Academy or can equate to what it is compared to the General Navy. But it is the one of the top three hardest schools to get into in the country, with the Air Force Academy and West Point.
Detroit.
And the thing is, like, I spent so much time trying to get into the Naval Academy that I sort of consumed myself with it.
Uh-huh.
And it was the only college that I applied to out of high school. I never even considered anything else.
Right.
Primarily because I wanted to be an astronaut pilot. But beside that, once I was there, I was on my own. I had no outside influence around me, like my parents, my friends, my school, teachers. None of them were around anymore. And so all of a sudden, I was only with myself and asking myself, you know, is this what I really want? And
kind of like being the astronaut.
Do I see myself being successful in 10 years not being at the Naval Academy? And, you know, I answer that question, yes. I also say, do I want to spend the next 4 years at the Naval Academy not getting any chance to read a book of my own leisure, not being able to have a relationship with any women, or, you know, have, you know, a free time? Because the Naval Academy is a hard place to be. It's the best place to be from the worst place to be. So, you know, that's really it when it comes to, in a nutshell, why I left. It's because, you know, I felt it was more valuable to my time, having grown up in Santa Cruz,
uh-huh.
Also. I mean, talk about culture shock. You know, I'd never been to the East Coast. But
and I never knew any of that about you, so thanks for sharing. That's great.
Well,
yeah,
that's pretty much in a nutshell why I left. It was, you know, it's not that it wasn't for me. It's that I see myself getting more out of the next 10 years doing something else.
Right. Okay. Hey,
I love the Navy, though. You know, I'm all supporting of it, and my older brother's been in for 3 years now, and it's good stuff.
Great. Hey, thanks, Michael.
No problem.
Next caller will be Scott in Santa Cruz. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is the avatar of the morning show, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I think Richard in Watsonville, if he's going to have so much advice to give you for running radio programs, he should buy his own freaking radio station. That way he can do it his own way.
Oh, that's
Get rid
an
of
idea.
The morning show, indeed. What a load. I think people who also say that, well, I have a great sense of humor, but I think that last bit that you did wasn't funny. Anybody who says that they have a great sense of humor, they don't.
Or else they'd find just about everything funny, huh?
And the whole point about humor is that it has to blow whatever it is that they're talking about way out of proportion for it to be funny. So if you're going to, so anybody who's going to find something of offense, they only find offense of things that hit them personally.
That's right.
So that's why they're getting so upset about, well, I think I have a great sense of humor, but I think that last bit about Phil Hendry wasn't funny. Well, it's only not funny to you because you're personally involved in what he's talking about, and you don't take it, and you're taking it way too personally because you think that he's talking about you.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dave.
You like Andrew Dice Clay?
I'm sorry, what?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, I do. I like all forms of humor.
He was one of the best comedians ever was.
He was. And the reason why he was he's banned and he's vilified is because he says it like it is and he's not afraid to speak his mind.
No, he's still living, right?
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
You know,
he was thrown off of MTV,
right?
Because some of the things that he said. And I think people, they need to stop taking themselves way too seriously. And once people start doing that and start being able to laugh not only at other people but able to laugh at themselves, this planet would be so much more fun.
My sentiments exactly, Scott.
Thank you, Michael. We'll
Thank
see you on the
you.
Morning show.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
There goes our Scott Free here. Here comes Millie in Rio Del Mar. Why are you laughing, Millie?
I like the way you emphasized Rio Del Mar.
Oh,
that
okay.
was funny. Well, this is going to offend a lot of people, I hope. Regarding the hilarious clip from Phil Hendry. Three cheers for Phil Hendry. At any rate, the transubstantiation claim, which means the doctrine or the claim that the body and blood of Jesus given to the faithful in the form of a little wafer, this absurdity, in my opinion, really tops the list of worldwide religious nuttiness. And, you know, this thing wasn't even going on in the early days of the Christian church. It came a little later, maybe two, three centuries.
How do you know all this?
Because I have studied religious history.
Okay.
I wanted, you know, since I was brought up as a free thinker by my wonderful parents who never imposed religion on me whatsoever, I was when I read World History 4A and 4B, at Cal, I thought, my God, the horrible things that have happened in the name of religion. And then I, as electives, I studied religious history. But anyway, flash, Larry David is returning in September, in case you didn't know.
He's the funniest.
He's the funniest.
I still think he's funny, even after I found out that he's a radical leftist. And his politics and mine are totally different. No, and it made me think, it made me rethink my assertion that I've said publicly before that liberals are largely pretty much humorless.
Not true.
Yeah, you're right. It's not true.
It's just one example.
It's mostly true.
But many, many. Not only that, Larry David was the writer for Seinfeld.
I know.
Most people don't know that.
Oh.
Okay, well, here's something very interesting. Not about humor, not about anything. You can get it on the web. 57 famous scientists worldwide have died mysteriously and usually violently since 1994. last one just a week or so ago, May 8th, in a plane crash.
Millie's telling one of those conspiracy wackos that listen to Dave
there,
Allen.
You may think, oh, Millie, what does she know what she's talking about?
Right.
But my friend did it on Google, found it, found the stuff for me. And here's how you get it using Google. Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. You use the word, two words, Steve Quayle, the word microbiologist, and the word death. That amounts to four words.
Hey, Millie.
And you get the title, Chronology of Dead Scientists. It is fascinating on how many died and how violently they died.
I don't think she can hear you, Dave.
Remember, when Steve Quayle...
I can't hear you, Dave.
You can't hear me. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Quayle used to be on my show every other week. With
yeah, Steve Quayle was on Dave's show every other week, he says. So, I don't understand why you can hear some people and other people can't. Anyhow, Millie, thanks for the call. We got to move on. We got to do the commercials here, actually, too. And I'm going to review a couple of voicemails during the commercial break, and then I will decide whether they are fit for broadcast. Okay, Michael, take it away.
All right, you got 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bill Graff, KSCO's production director. Look, I could give you a lot of hoo-ha about how great our computer system is here. Bottom line is this. We have enough computers in this building that if our computers didn't work right, we'd be in a world of hurt. And our computers generally work pretty well. And when they don't, we can give a call to Dennis and the guys at Day and Night Computer, and they come over and fix them right away. We don't have to wait any time of the day or night. You know, that's nice for a business like ours that's so heavily dependent on computers and technology. Look, you can do whatever you want. My advice to you, though, is to call Dennis if you have a computer question or a computer problem, or if you just want him to build you a computer. And best of all, he'll save you time and money, and I suppose that's what it's really all about. The more money you save and the less downtime you have, the more profitable your company will be. If you don't have a company, hey, time is money at home, too. Remember that. Talk to Day and Night Computers. Call 465-7340. That's 465-7340. Do yourself a favor.
Do you like pets? Are you a pet fanatic? We've got a segment of Good Morning Monterey Bay just for you. It's Pet Talk with Angeline Siegel, brought to you by Callie's Whole Pets. Learn about puppies and kittens, vacationing with your pet, exercise, the best thing to feed your animal, and other issues like dealing with a senior dog. These are just some of the topics that Angeline will address during Pet Talk, brought to you by Callie's Whole Pets. That's Tuesday mornings at 7:45 during Good Morning Monterey Bay.
Learn the secrets of small business success. Hi, I'm Michael Mira. Listen to AM 1080 KSEO Monday at 1 p.m. for the Small Business Cafe. Get ahead with the latest tips, insights, and ideas from successful business authors, organizations, and owners. That's the Small Business Cafe, Monday at 1 p.m. on AM 1080 KSEO, or join us online, www.smallbusinesscafe.net. Brought to you by Pacific Mountain Advisors, FirstNet Mortgage, and by Santa Cruz Small Business Monthly. We help your business grow.
I think people want to have a conversation about money where they come away feeling stronger about their own financial possibilities to invest in the market and win. I also think that they want to have a conversation where they see clearly that they're really up to the task for stepping in and playing the market. Hi, I'm Noel Murphy. Join me for the Prosperity Hour with Donovan Lazar and Frank McHugh, investment experts, to really inspire you and educate you for what's next financially for you. That's the Prosperity Hour, Tuesdays between 1 and 2, right here on KSCO KOMY.
Selling for $114,4430 at 240 months, 6.75 APR, borrowed number 94469 with tax credit 20% down, tax license and dock fee.
When you hear that road call, we understand. Come to Scotts Valley, it's the door to your adventure. When you enter our friendly RV center, now you can live your dream and share it. RV the Merit.
It's the top-of-the-line, number-one selling motorhome in the country, and this new Winnebago Adventurer 38-footer is yours for only $772.40 a month. It's not going to get any better than this, so drive it away today. Getting there's most of the fun in your 38-foot Winnebago Adventurer from RVs of Merit, 20 miles from San Jose on the road to Santa Cruz in beautiful Scotts Valley.
Come to Scotts Valley, the door to your adventure. When you enter our friendly RV center, now you can live your dream and share it. RVs of Merit.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only.
Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
And now, Billy in Capitola. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
You know, I learned something interesting, as I usually do when I listen to the Saturday special. Let's go back to James's phone call.
Uh-huh.
So here's a guy who thinks if he uses one name or another, he gets a different service in terms of how soon he gets on. Uh-huh. Dead wrong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
I mean, there are some people that we put at the end of the line just because they're very predictable. And maybe he thought that he was one of those people, but he wasn't, at least as far as I'm concerned.
So. Exactly. Yeah. And so my point is that when a guy like that is offended, what difference does it make? First of all, I don't expect to go through my life, Mike, without being offended now and then. What's wrong with being offended?
I sort of like being offended now and then.
Well, see, you do. And you know, the thing people need to understand about your humor is there's a bit of the devil in your humor. You like to make trouble, stir the pot.
That's exactly right.
That's the kind of humor you're into.
That's right.
So, but I'll tell you, when you do go, see, the mistake you make when you want to use a funny picture is, If you pick on somebody from not the winning class.
But I wasn't picking on anybody.
Oh, I know that. It just happened that way. My point being, if you go for, had you put George Bush's picture up, nobody would have been offended. In other words, when the powerful are made fun of a little bit, it doesn't bother anybody.
Interesting point. Yeah. It's probably true.
Yeah. So let's not worry about offending people. The Phil Hendry thing is laugh out loud funny.
Yeah.
And the problem I had is when I was flushing my Bible today down the toilet with my Koran, all it did was stuff it up. And now I realize that I've been putting toxics into the water. I'm wondering if they're going to come arrest me for.
Well, I wouldn't talk about it on the radio.
You're probably very wise about
that. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Take care. There goes Billy in Capitola. Here's a mystery person on line one. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on.
This is William in Watsonville.
Hi, William, what you doing? We only got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I do the best that I can. As far as offense on the situation, did anyone ever ask the person, well, your mother, if she was offended by it?
I wish she would call in. But you know what? Got to wait till next week for the answer to that because we're at the end of the show now, and that's how we get people to tune in for next week. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mr. Logic. Thank you, all the callers. Thank you, Michael. This is KSCO Santa Cruz and KOMY Watsonville, actually both Salinas Monterey. Here's the news, 12 noon.
USA Radio Network News, Cynthia King reporting. Operation Matador is on its seventh day. U.S. forces saying that they have accomplished the goal of clearing out terrorist concentrations in western Iraq along the Syrian border.